5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hey everyone, this is Outside the Pod. I'm Danny, I'm sitting here with Josh.
What's happening?
George.
What's up?
And Marco.
What's up, what's up?
Welcome back everyone. We'll go ahead and get started with our first conversation.
Alright, so remember on the last episode I was talking shit about Heisenberg?
Yeah.
So I finally watched the last season, season 5. And, you know, he did his thing, you know?
He did his thing.
He's what I expected him to be. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Ending was great. The beginning was great. Middle was great.
Perfect season. Ending, right?
Yeah.
As good as it's going to get.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
What would you rate the show?
The show? Up there. I don't know if it'll be first or second, but it's up there.
What's first to you, bro? I'm curious, because that's like one of the greatest shows ever made, bro.
I mean, the last season, yes. But in between, the first season, good, great, maybe. Second, third season, fourth season.
They're different, you know?
Yeah, each season's different. But first and the last were great.
For sure. Yeah, I agree.
So what's your first?
What's your first?
It's going to be Bleach or an Enemy.
It better not be, bro.
It better not be.
I just can't give... I forgot the number.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
Breaking Bad.
I just gonna give it first.
Did you watch El Camino?
No, not yet.
Oh,
no, I'm taking a break now.
Yeah, oh, it's pretty good. You should watch it.
That ties up the whole story.
I feel like Better Call Saul would be better than Breaking Bad overall.
Yeah. Well, I ain't gonna spoil nothing for you, bro.
You watched Better Call Saul already?
No, I'm saying I feel like it'll be better overall.
I want to say almost yes.
Yes and no, like. It's like a prequel, so you kind of already know what happens, but at the same time, it's really good.
It kind of ties in Breaking Bad with Saul and how he came together with the whole...
And with Gus as well, and the cartels. All that shit that was going on before kind of Breaking Bad started.
Nice.
So, I don't know. I haven't finished Better Call Saul because the last season's not on Netflix yet.
Yeah, but, so I'm waiting on the same thing.
But I heard that it was like just as good, the ending, as Breaking Bad.
It catches up to the Breaking Bad storyline.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I would change from the last season is him not wanting to kill Hank. I would have fucked that up. I would have killed him right there and there.
Killed who, Jesse?
Hank.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, like, if he would have been like, no, I'm not going to arrest you, that's different. But he's over here, like, now you're going to die in jail, bitch. I would have been like, pop, pop, pop.
I say less. For him.
I think that's the only thing I would change. But overall, everything was great. The way Jesse got tormented at Ultimo.
Yeah, that was perfect. That was messed up.
No, that was good.
What did Jesse do wrong?
Freaking, he went against his freaking best friend, pretty much.
His best, they were not friends.
This dude, bro.
Heisenberg tried everything to protect Jesse. Like, he tried everything.
He manipulated Jesse the whole time.
Yeah, but I mean, for his own good, because honestly, Jesse was a dumbass guy, bro.
Like, he was a dumbass, but should have left him alone.
If you were in the Breaking Bad like universe, what character would you be?
Not Jesse.
Not Jesse.
not open the door.
No one really. Everyone kind of.
Marco's that scientist guy.
Heisenberg?
No, not that one.
Oh, the one that died. Oh, hell no.
I see.
Hell no. Yeah.
He got the accent.
Fuck that shit. I don't want to die like that.
I think I would be Gus.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I don't think that's smart to set up a hole.
That boy never cracks a joke, bro. That cannot be you, bro. At all, bro. I think that'd be you, bro. Danny could be Gus, bro.
I don't think so.
I can see Danny being Mike. You know how serious he is?
Oh, nah.
No?
Nah.
Not Mike?
I feel like Danny would be Hank's best friend.
Which one? Who was that?
All the Mexicans.
Yeah. What's his name? I don't even remember his name.
That guy was too hype. Wasn't he too hype?
Nah.
No?
I mean, I think he was a good character for what he was.
Which one of y'all would be Tuco, though?
That's George.
That's
George. But Marco, which one would be Marco, bro?
Oh, we already got that one.
Hell no, I'm not that guy.
He's a German scientist. German.
No.
The German scientist?
The one that died in his apartment by Jesse.
Jesse, the one that shot him in the face.
Oh, I thought you meant the other guy that comes from like Germany or something like that, where he's like, man, my wife is trying to get a hold of me.
Oh,
like,
that's on Better Call Saul.
Yeah, that's different.
Nah, it's not. Oh, yeah, it is. You
right. When they're building the land. Yeah, <you're> wrong. Dang.
Wrong scientist.
Wrong show. He wasn't a scientist. He was an engineer, architect.
Yeah, he was like,
that's a whole different.
So who do you think you'd be, Marco?
Yeah. I don't know. Can I be Mike?
Nah. No. You wouldn't be able to do what he did. As far as like killing people.
Hey, low-key, you probably be Saw, bro.
I know which one Marco is. He's one of Jesse's friends from season one.
Skinny Pete.
Yeah.
What's the other one's name? What's the other one called?
There was like two, but one stuck with him. The other one didn't.
Well, one of them died. He had three friends. One of them died.
Mm. Oh, the big one?
Yeah.
No, the big one didn't die.
Bro, he got pieced up.
By a little kid on a bike. He was sitting in the corner.
Talking about me.
That Mexican, wasn't Jesse's friend.
Yeah. Mexican, he had three friends.
The bald one, pretty much. Bald fade.
Wearing, like, he was pretty sweats, big. Whatever.
The big white sweats?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't Jesse's friend.
It was. Yeah.
That was just somebody random, man.
Bro, they would kick back. And
yeah, they would kick together. Back. He'd be asking, yo, you got any crystals or whatever, any meth? And he's like, no, I'm trying to, I'm here to offer you like a business opportunity. When he brought him into his new place.
He was the one slinking on the streets.
Yeah, and he got shot by the little kid on the bike.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember him being
Bro,
Jesse's
they were
friend.
friends.
They were all friends, yeah.
I remember Jesse getting super pissed during the show to be like, man, why y'all using kids and stuff like that?
Yeah, when he killed the friend.
Because he found out that was his girlfriend's brother, cousin,
oh,
something like
afterwards,
that.
Afterwards, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah.
No, right. But he was mad because they were using him just to sell him.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, Marco would be Skinny Pete.
I'm Skinny Pete. Hey, he was a true homie. If you seen El Camino?
He was loyal, yeah.
He was loyal, yeah. Have you seen the movie? So respect to that.
You lasted.
I don't mind being Skinny Pete.
You got him.
Skinny Pete.
What was the other one's name?
No idea.
I actually just heard it recently too.
Yeah. He was pretty cool too.
All right, so who would Josh be?
That one.
That one, yeah. That one. Look it up. Did you find it?
Josh is gonna be the honorary Googler.
God, what was that guy's name? There's no signal out here.
Well, actually, I want to get on topic about Google anyways.
What about Google?
Topic about Google.
Well, sort of about Google.
Let me set my
AI. Phone.
The ChatGPT.
Yeah, ChatGPT and just in general, all these AI speaking softwares or writing things and making things.
Have you tried it?
I haven't. I've been wanting to.
I haven't tried it either. I feel like I need to so I don't feel behind in technology. You know, yeah, I need to stay up to date.
Yeah. I went looking for an app. I was like, where do I even start? How do I find this robot that can do this stuff? I couldn't find it.
I thought it was free.
It's free,
Some website or something, no?
Right, but you get a free trial, and then you have to pay.
So you're saying it's free to get a robot, basically. I'm not sure what y'all are talking about.
There's an AI that can pretty much write and do anything that you ask it to. So if you tell it, I want you to write me a story about this, this, and this, and it'll give you a pretty good intro or story about something.
It's AI, just artificial intelligence, pretty much.
I think it kind of sparked with people creating these portraits of themselves, like in different forms of art. So like they would post a picture of themselves to this app. The app would then create a bunch of renditions of art, like different styles. And that was basically this AI taking other people's art, combining it, and then spitting out something for you.
So just think of Google, but like better. It's like, hey, I need to find information on this, and it'll like format everything for you in like an easy way to understand. Mm-hmm. Instead of going through like different links.
So is it kind of like a speaker or something? I'm not entirely sure.
It gives you
kind of like Siri, I guess. You can think of it like that, but like way smarter than that.
Like you text it, you send it this request, and it brings back a bunch of information like text or paragraphs or words or pictures, whatever you want. You can say like, I want a polar bear on the moon, and it'll create an image combining things, a unique image.
Y'all act like Facebook ain't listening to us already, bro.
Oh, they are. Everything we're talking about, they're gonna yeah. sell us on ads.
You ever talked about something random and then, you know, 5 minutes later you get on your phone and you get an ad for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're listening.
The apps aren't free. You're paying. Your information is paying for the app.
I mean, you don't even have to say anything. Just think it and
they know it. Yeah. The best part.
Brain waves.
I hope not.
So back to Breaking Bad, it was Badger.
Badger, yeah, there we go, Badger. So that's Josh, Badger.
Oh man, he's selling.
He was always fiending for some whatever they were cooking. He was always fiending.
So who's George? Who did we decide?
Tuco. Yeah.
All you need is the grills, my boy.
I mean, I could be Tuco. I ain't gonna lie.
You just gotta give him a lot of power, money, and
I'd be a little extreme.
and anger issues.
I can see George being the guy on Better Call Saul. Is it Ignacio?
Lalo.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Ignacio. Yeah.
The one that's working for Gus, but he doesn't want to. He wants to get out. The Mexican one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
So I think George could be that guy.
Yeah, I would. He's probably the closest one.
You kind of look like him too,
man. That's why I said it.
You kind of look like him.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Margaret, you have something to talk about now?
A couple of weeks ago, I went to my cousin's birthday, and we learned how to make candles. So I'm like a professional candle maker now.
You got one here?
A Chandler, if you will. That's the official name.
You made one?
Yeah, I made one.
What does it smell like?
Magnolia and woods. Cause
is that what that is over there?
The little one, yeah. You can go grab it and smell it. It smells good. So I learned a lot of things about candles.
Isn't it just wax?
There's different types of wax. We use soy wax because it's cleaner. And then we learn about what to look for when you go to Walmart or Target and look at the candles. So
how'd you get in this situation, though?
That is a good question.
What do you mean?
Who's making candles at a party?
It wasn't a party. We went to this class.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't like we just decided to make candles.
I'm like, you went to a party and they started making candles?
That wasn't. No.
Layman.
That's party. Weird. That's fucking. What would you think?
They said everyone in the circle. All right, guys.
All right, we're making candles.
I'm like, this is a different type of circle. I'm not familiar with, you know?
No, it was like this in Dallas, it's a business that sell candles and then do the. Like wine tasting. Well, not wine tasting. They have like wine and cheese and crackers, and then you can, and then after that you can make candles and kind of mingle.
So you can create them from scratch, or you?
Yeah, pretty much from scratch.
What's wax?
Wax. What's the thing in your ears?
Where does it come from?
I don't know where it comes from, but they make it, and then you can buy it, just the wax.
But you know how to make it, no?
I said I know how to make a candle, not the wax.
So wax is. Wax, and then you add what?
The scent, the oils, different oils for different smells. It's like we did a 8-to-1 ratio. I remember that.
You mix it?
Yeah, with the wax.
So
they heat up the wax to 185. I remember that too.
Okay, so
and,
we're
and then they give you you mix it with the oil, you put the wick on it, and then you pour the wax on it.
You hear that, George? That's a great idea for your next party, bro.
That would be
my candle.
Yeah,
I liked it. It was interesting. It's something different. I never done.
I mean, I've seen TikToks where they make like these crazy ass candles.
Yeah.
Like they make the mold,
mm-hmm.
and they're pretty clean. And then especially when it's like different colors and shit.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? Yeah, I remember, at least here in Tyler, we would go to the park, and they would have these glass jars, and you would get different colors of sand and put it in there, and it would stack on top. Then you would make like this weird little glass fixture.
At a party?
Yeah, at a park.
That was at parties, bro. Doing this.
Do y'all remember that? This just different color sands. You mix it and you basically fill it up, and it's all these different layers of colors.
I think you're talking about souvenirs.
No, I don't know what it was.
I don't know what you're talking about, Danny. But I'm just saying, I know how to make a candle now.
Speaking of creative people or whatever. I remember scrolling through Facebook a bunch of times, like around 12:30 or something like that, 1 o'clock, and seeing these two dudes making pools in Amazon somewhere. Did you ever come across those?
Two pools?
Yeah, so I know what you're talking about.
Stuff,
apparently, those were fake.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, because they have machines, the tractors to do it. They just kind of do like a little section.
Yeah, I heard about that too. They like, they take not a lot of time to do it because they don't film that long. They just get these big tractors and dig up and do
all
the big
work. But you don't see like clips of it like, really fast how they're doing it. Different clips of it. They do like the first step and then next thing you know, they already have built the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they use like machines to do the rest.
Shit.
Does that spoil it for you?
Here, I thought I could go into the Amazon and make a mold.
You can make it for 10 years.
You can do it in your backyard. You can try it out.
We actually, when I was younger, we used to dig these giant holes. I don't know for what reason, but we would dig these giant holes. We'd play like Hot Wheels in there. But as you go like further deeper, you get the clay and stuff. Then you get just different layers of bugs, roots, just a bunch of crazy stuff. Did y'all ever do that? Just big holes? Actually, I know why we did it. You remember the movie Holes?
Yeah.
We did it because of that.
What were you trying to find? The little lizards that were like...
I don't know. I think we just thought we could find treasure or something.
They thought they were punished.
Punished. You have to dig the whole hole before going back to your house.
Nah. But the hole was like the size of like the movie, actually. We did the shovel. Now the width of the shovel, and then...
How old were you when you did this?
Probably like less than 10 or 10.
Damn.
So if I need to bury a body at you, you know...
He has the muscle
memory. He has practice. He knows how deep to dig.
No, it ended up like collapsing, I think, with rain.
Oh, so you're pretty bad at it.
I guess. We used to make these clubhouses, and for the entranceways, we'd dig a hole in the ground underneath, and it would come into the clubhouse.
Kind of like the it too.
Yeah, exactly. We had some of those where we had clubhouses where you could go in and under and you'd be like in a room or something. Yeah. This was we just had all the time. We didn't have smartphones back then, so we just did whatever.
Hey George, putting it out here, bro. Fuck that movie, bro. I actually had a dream about this.
Eight,
shit, bro. No, just the first one.
The second one sucks.
Date with the clown?
He got jump scared whenever the clown showed his face.
Bro, I'm not good with scary movies, bro.
Yeah. Same. I don't like the jump scares because I know they're coming. It makes me anxious. I was like, oh, it's coming.
I actually had a bad dream about it, though, bro.
Recently?
Was it a clown?
And it was the only fucking thing I remember. It was the bad dreams. I don't remember the good ones.
So what was it about?
Was it Freddy Krueger?
I was just sitting there, like, in my bed, just laying down, and I saw that dude, like, stretching his fucking mouth and shit in front of me.
He ate you?
I mean,
I woke up, bro.
But in my dream, that shit went on so long, bro.
He said, Joshy!
But you watch a movie, you should know that like, all you have to do is like, I'm not afraid of you, you know, and then he'll go away.
See, I've done that. In my head, I'm like, man, this shit ain't real. I'm tripping. Fuck, man. I can't.
Imagine it being real life, and then like I'm not scared of you. What that gonna do, bro? I'm just gonna kill you anyways.
I don't know.
Did you like the movie though, the first one?
No.
Man,
I thought it was funny. I like the kids. It was funny.
How do y'all think that's funny?
I didn't like either.
I like the first one.
The second one wasn't that great.
The best scene was with the old lady. Do you remember
that? The second one? Yeah.
Man, that freaked me out.
But that was in the trailer, so.
No, it was in the movie too.
Yeah, no, but it was in the trailer too, so they kind of spoiled that.
Yeah.
But it was alright.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. I read the book too.
Is the book as good?
Or a lot, very descriptive and even darker or gorier. Yeah.
You gave me the audiobook, but I never listened to it.
It's worth it, but you'll be spending like a whole week listening to that thing. It's long.
It's addictive. Like, you gotta keep listening to it.
You can, no, there's good pausing points.
Okay.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll give it a try, maybe.
Good book, good movie. Did you ever watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space? Or do you know what that is?
I know what it is, but I never seen it.
It's a classic horror movie. It's really, really simple. It's these aliens that look like clowns that eat people, and they kind of come in and they're doing their thing and eating people, and they take some and they're just doing whatever they want, and this town is just freaking out trying to get away from them.
Isn't this from a movie from like the 80s?
Yeah, it's from like 90s. The 80s. So you got the old prosthetics, you know, that old, without CGI, practical effects. Yeah. So I like that kind of stuff. And that's, I would recommend that one. I think they're trying to do a remake.
Maybe.
I think in my life I've only seen like three scary movies, three or four.
Conjuring?
No, I never did.
Which other ones?
Because they actually told me those were scary. Like,
that's the peak.
The first one, I think was like about some kids in the corn or something like that.
Children of the Corn.
Is it that?
Yeah.
They would kill their parents in gory ways, and that shit kind of messed me up coming up.
I think that's the only reason why I will never walk in the corner.
In the corner,
as a kid.
Because you're scared of the...
As a kid? Yeah, I would be like, fuck that.
You ever seen that Jeepers Creepers 2?
Did you see that one?
That was my second one.
That's a classic.
That's...
Yeah, fuck that movie.
I'm always down to watch that movie.
I had nightmares from that one.
They killed the last one. The last, I think, Jeepers Creepers 3.
I saw that, and it was so bad.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm glad I didn't
watch. Are they making a fourth one?
Or they... Yeah, they are. They're bringing back the original...
Oh, really?
...actor, the nice guy. Yeah.
Maybe good. I have to watch that one.
That would freak me out because there's bats flying out where I live. Like in there, they come out at night. You throw something up, they'll chase it. And when I would go home, I'd be like, man, this looks like Jeepers Creepers out here.
Just got to wait 23 years, then.
Yeah, the third movie I watched was La Llorona. But it wasn't even scary. That one was like more of a... How can I say it? More of like a documentary. Because it was talking about how they came, how it all came. Man, bro, I was in the theater like, damn, this shit interesting, bro. It's like, it wasn't even scary until the end. Yeah, until the end.
It's funny to watch scary movies in the theater because people will like jump and scream.
I think I need to go do that because it's been a long time.
It's a different experience. Yeah. I'm watching a scary movie at home.
Yeah. Until you got some ratchet bitches behind
you. Exactly. makes it funny.
Marco likes that.
That's his favorite part. It is.
I remember one time I went to the movies with my family, and I think we were watching one of the Conjuring movies, and I was in the back, just every time something would happen, I'd be like, oh, shit, and everybody would laugh.
It makes it fun, right? I guess that's why people like scary movies, but I'm not a big fan of scary movies, you know?
Y'all down to do that?
Marco's
that's the only reason I'll go to the theater and watch a scary movie, just to do that.
Yeah, Marco's going to go see one.
I'm about to go see one after this.
Huh?
He's about to go, for real.
Are you really about to go see
I'm
one?
I'm down.
Shit, I'm down to go for it.
Beats me going out drinking.
It's cheaper.
Speaking of movies, I actually want to go watch this movie, something about the cabin in the woods or something like that. It was with the... Dave Bautista and...
Oh, it was M. Night Shyamalan, right?
Yeah.
The same guy that did The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, it was something about a cabin in the woods or something like that. But, so, I want to go watch it, and it started like at 6:30. So, I got there at 6:30, and there was nobody in there, it was just me. And I'm like, don't tell me I went to the wrong theater, like the wrong one. So I was there, and I was like, I'm going to give it about 10 minutes, and if it doesn't start playing, I'm going to go see if I went to the wrong one. I was in there for like 40 minutes, and the movie hadn't started, and I was like, fuck. I'm about to go home, because I just wasted my time.
Did you talk to anyone?
I was like, the movie probably already started. Nah, I was the only one in there, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you leave?
I was like, fuck, it's already been 40 minutes, I'm going to give it one more minute, bro. And then as soon as I got up, it started playing. I was like, damn. Yeah, but I was the only one in the
what time was it?
Like 6:30 in the afternoon.
What day? Like a weekday?
Like on a Thursday.
That's why.
But that's crazy though.
Yeah, like it was like almost an hour.
They didn't realize they actually had someone actually bought a ticket. And they're like, oh shit, we gotta play the movie.
like before the movie started, like it was all dark and shit. I'm like, I was like, damn, I started seeing shit. I was like,
He's like,
is this the movie?
There's people here. So you really the only person there the whole time?
Yeah.
You watched?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you never gone to the movie theaters like middle of the day, like, you know,
no,
a weekday?
I've never experienced something like that. You watched the whole movie by yourself?
Yeah.
I've been to movie theaters where they've been like almost empty. And
that's kind of weird, though. Nice.
It wasn't scary, but like just being there by myself made it like not scary, but like...
But was it good, the movie? No.
It was.
I heard the idea was good, but yeah, the execution that, it was kind of was lacking. Was good. Okay.
It was overall, I didn't like it, but yeah, the idea was good.
Okay. I can respect that at least.
Yeah.
Did you cheer at like any time in the movie, like woo?
By yourself. You were scared to say something,
or just say like, "Wow, dang, that just happened."
Somebody in the box gonna say, "Yeah."
Yo, you like that? No, yeah. I think watching scary movies by yourself in movie theaters would probably be like the scariest
experience.
Yeah.
You remember when Paranormal Activity came out? They were showing all these clips of people freaking out from watching.
Yeah.
Because that was a very, I think that was the first time they ever done a first-person movie where they shook the camera and you were experiencing it yourself. Yeah,
found footage.
I think that was like...
No, it was the Blair Witch Project. That was like...
The first one?
The first one, I think, that made it kind of popular.
It makes people think, well, did, was this... I remember when I watched it, I was like, did this really happen? Is that real footage that they took and made a movie from? This is me younger, of course, but like that's what made it even worse or scarier. I was like, dang.
So for me, those movies are the scariest, like the first point of view. I feel like if they do it right, those would be the top scariest movies.
No, I'll tell you that, and also in The Conjuring, they have a scene where they like, they'll show the person's face, they're kind of facing towards the camera, and then you got the blackness behind them, and something comes out from the shadows, and like that's one of the scariest things, where you can see the person, but something else is behind them or with them.
Isn't the Conjuring where the devil's on the crawling through the ceiling, and he looks weird as fuck.
I think so.
I think that killed the movie.
That was either that or another movie.
I think it was The Conjuring, the second or third one.
Mm.
I don't know. I think I've seen maybe the first one, second one, but I don't remember them.
Really?
I don't keep up with those.
Those are the best though.
Yeah.
Best horror movies
for sure.
Mm.
The Conjuring.
Yeah.
You should watch him.
No,
I would recommend that one.
And then give us your honest review on a scale of 1 to 10. How scared did you get?
When I first watched it, I was watching it with, I think, my family or like my brother's sister, and it was super late at night, and I ended up being the only one to stay up to like kept watching it, and it freaked me out. I couldn't sleep that night.
You know, as a kid, what haunted me was Chucky.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was my scariest.
No, I used to watch the original, like Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street when I was little, and I used to just laugh because I thought they were funny.
Really?
But looking at it now, I was like, man, I don't like those movies.
Those scared me one of the most, I think.
Cause... No, when I was little, I didn't get scared. My dad used to watch them with me, but kind of fucked up thinking about it now.
Yeah.
I feel like back in the day, there was this movie about dolls that would be alive.
Hmm.
Annabelle?
No, it's like not dolls.
I know what you're talking
Annabelle's
about.
Pretty big, but they were like small
puppets.
Small little,
the puppets.
Yeah.
I remember.
I don't know what it is, but that movie scared the fuck out of me.
You got Pinhead. You remember Pinhead? He had like a really the Pinhead, big dude, bulky, but he had like a tiny little head.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know.
I can't find it.
I feel like there's something that I've seen like that.
I'll find it for you, George. I know.
Yeah, because I have sisters and they would have dolls in Toledo, no?
Yeah.
So like at night they'd be in the corner and I'd be like, fuck.
I know what you're saying, because like I have sisters too, and they had a bunch of dolls, baby dolls, all types. Yeah. And the creepiest ones too, like they're all messed up and no hair, you know?
And like have you guys seen my zombie baby?
Zombie baby. Yeah.
Have you seen it, John? To bring it out.
So like going to my room, I have to pass their room and their door would be open at night, you know, and I would see them.
Well, you have a real doll, bro? You don't have to bring it out, bro.
And I would go to the room, and every time I would go, I'd like, you would see the dolls and I'm like, are they looking at me? I don't want them to look at me.
Yeah.
So I was afraid of dolls for a long time too, because of Chucky though.
Yeah, I don't know what it was about Chucky, but. Now I'll be like, if I see a dog charging up at me with a knife, I just kick him.
Yeah.
See, that's the shit I'm talking about, bro. You expect me to carry that? I'm not going to, bro.
That's the honorary member of the podcast right there. Boy or girl, Marco?
Huh?
Boy or girl? Or not? No gender?
It's a girl, I think.
What's the name?
Zombie baby.
Jesus.
It's a girl, I think.
It's just a doll that looks like a zombie.
How'd you get this thing?
I made it. I went to Walmart and bought an actual doll, and then I just kind of, you know.
You did this?
Yeah. I,
you know what would be crazy? What? If one day you have a baby and it looks like that baby, like the
hell no.
What would you do? What would you do?
Sell it? I'll be rich.
Sell your baby?
If it looked like that, yeah.
Not much.
Marco, that's what they come out like, looking like. They have blood on them and stuff.
Like for real. Just no teeth.
Oh, that one has teeth?
Yeah.
There's a zombie movie, I forgot what it's called, but this girl's pregnant and she gets infected. Mm-hmm. Well, this girl was already pregnant, she gets infected, and she has a baby, and the baby was a zombie.
Mm. Doesn't the baby, like, eat out the from her stomach?
What's no. It? No, this one's a different
movie. Born and but then what?
And then they killed them both.
Oh.
Because they found out that she was infected, and the people showed up, and the dad was trying to deliver the baby, and then they saw the baby, and... they just kill everyone.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's a good zombie movie. Hmm. I have to remember the name. But it's a good movie. I'll recommend it 10 out of 10.
I don't know that I want to watch that
one. You don't like zombie movies?
I do. I like them a lot. I'm actually watching... it's not a zombie movie, but it's The Last of Us. Mm. Based off the game.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. You guys watching it too?
So I'm actually playing the game.
Oh, man. Oh, that's nice. Good.
Yeah, I'm playing like in the hardest
level. I wouldn't do that.
Or I'll be getting so mad.
Which version? You got like the newer version?
The, what do you call it?
Part 1?
Yeah.
PS5 remake?
The Mastered.
The remastered. Remastered.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we watched the first episode. But other than that, we haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, dude.
I've been saying it.
The show's awesome.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
No, you know what they fucked up?
What?
The main lady, wasn't she blonde or brunette? And they made her... no, she was like black-haired or whatever. Didn't they make her blonde in the actual show?
Which one are you talking about?
The one that he starts off with, La Viejita. The one that's like his age.
Jess? Was it Jess? No, it was
Tammy.
Yeah.
Was it Tammy? No, it wasn't.
The one that's like his age?
Yeah, I know. His whatever partner they go out and
that's
do.
That's Tammy, isn't it?
No. That's, I think it was Jess, wasn't it?
But how'd they mess that up?
What's wrong with her? She's blonde in the show, bro.
A big difference.
No, that's a big difference.
How come you didn't say anything about his daughter?
Oh, I did. As Josh.
Josh.
I was like, what the fuck?
But that's Josh. What? You don't like it?
It's pretty good.
But you don't like the difference?
I mean...
well, he didn't know it was a difference.
Yeah, I've never played the game, so... but dang, George, just the hair, bro?
Does that bother you a lot?
Like, well, God, I mean, this fucking show fucked up with Jesse.
No, I mean, I feel like the
all you have to do was go to the Walmart, get you one of those.
No, I feel like the casting they did for the guy was good, but like for her, I feel like it didn't fit.
Yeah, but who?
Her, the blonde,
oh. the little girl. Or are you talking about
the one who saved his partner?
Okay.
I feel like her casting didn't fit the part that it should have been.
I thought it was fine. I mean, she's not there for a long time anyway. So.
Were you spoiling it for Josh?
Yeah, dang, Marco.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Come on, man.
This is a new show, Marco. We can't spoil this
sorry.
One. This is one we can't spoil. We haven't given people time to
it
watch it.
It comes out every week. How come you're not watching it?
Mind your business.
You scared? It sounds like you're scared. Is that why?
Yeah, after the first episode, like, yeah, cut it, cut it.
It's like, turn the lights on.
That's interesting.
That's funny. But yeah, that's, I mean, I do like zombie, anything zombie stuff. I think this is probably going to kick it back into being popular. Because I feel like Walking Dead brought it back and then it went away.
The Walking Dead lasted too long.
Yeah, it did.
It's like 20 plus seasons.
This thing, they drawn it out, drew it out too long. It's cash count.
I don't remember where I finished and I just completely stopped.
I did too. Yeah. Mm. Well, actually, I do know. After they got when Negan hit that guy with the bat.
Oh, yeah. That was the last thing I
saw.
That's
when I was like, I'm done.
It was a good episode, but after that, I stopped watching. Yeah. Started good and then they dragged it out too long.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
You, Josh, you have anything you want to talk about?
Shoot, not in particular, man. Because I've been taking so many fucking L's lately, man. I'm more sad than anything.
L's in what?
Have y'all been watching the Champions League?
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're mad about. Oh, I do know. Messi, right?
God, fuck, man.
What'd they do to him? What?
He lost.
They lost, so they're out.
But what's new about PSG?
The thing is...
That's not news. You should have known. That's not new. What you said your expectations are high.
Hey, that and Barcelona.
Getting investigated.
Investigated. They got knocked out by Manchester. And then at work, we talk about it and we make polls and stuff and we make decisions.
No. He brings it up every time. It's his fault.
I haven't brought it up like these past few weeks.
Go ahead, George.
Every prediction I made about a team winning, they all lost.
Oh, shit.
Every time.
Make predictions for Arsenal. They got to win.
Yeah, I ain't doing that shit, Lord.
Bro, everybody knew Messi was going to lose that game.
Don't say that, bro.
Bro, they were down already and playing away. It was a given that they were going to lose.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Bad.
Be realistic. Stop dreaming. Messi's not 20 anymore.
Delete though, bro. He stopped that goal. They should have had at least 3 goals.
No, PSG, they played ass.
What? You don't think PSG should have had at least 3?
No.
With the one like Delete blocked? The defender?
But still no.
I woulda, coulda, shoulda.
You absolutely
coulda,
right,
shoulda.
Bro.
Yeah, you can say, you know.
I'll take my L.
Take your L. Yeah, they played ass. So, just saying.
So it's
Ronaldo could never.
Bayern, Real. Who else? Chelsea. I'm surprised Chelsea won.
That was a big surprise.
On the first game, I'll give them the first game that you know they just couldn't score.
Yeah.
They should have won the first game, but the second game, I feel like it should have been...
Surprised they won at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's Bayern, Real...
Imagine Chelsea...
Real is in, though.
No, they got to play the second leg.
Well, I mean, it's 5-2 already, though.
Yeah.
And Real is winning.
Yeah. But who knows? I mean, Liverpool may, you know, rise like a phoenix, you know, from the ashes.
No.
Who do you think is going to be in the final, though?
Madrid. That's a given. That's a given.
Nah, I think City.
Nah, they gotta be City, bro.
City, yeah, and then I want Napoli to make it.
Napoli?
Yeah.
I think everybody wants them because they're number one in the Italian league.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Man City's gonna fumble like PSG.
They did fumble that game.
That's the England's PSG.
Yeah. They did fumble. They're like coming back 1-1, right?
Yeah.
So you're right. They may fumble the best.
I feel like they would.
Sounds like a City thing to do.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I mean, but I feel like the Wonder Boy over there is gonna show out, or at least show up in that game. What's his name? The one that looks like Majin Buu.
Majin Buu.
What are you talking about?
God, what's his name?
From who are you talking about?
What team, bro?
The kid in Man City.
Haaland?
Andale, Haaland, yeah.
Haaland. What does he look like? Majin Buu?
What do you mean he looks like Majin Buu?
You don't think he looks like Kid Buu?
No.
What the fuck?
I guess I'm tripping.
You're tripping. Who else is still there? Who's still in it?
Boy, we could have said Haaland from the beginning, bro.
you could have said the big, tall guy. Blonde guy from City.
So it's Liverpool right now, Real, Napoli.
I think Napoli's already winning anyways.
Man City, Lisbon, Inter, and Porto.
You want to make any predictions?
No.
I'm
gonna stay away from.
Well, who do you want them to win now that PSG's out?
I'm not gonna say that either. Well, who do I want to win? Like the whole champions?
Yeah.
On serious stuff, I wouldn't mind seeing Inter winning.
Okay. Yeah.
Inter, nah.
Yeah.
Dang, got it.
Yeah, they ain't got it, but yeah, I guess.
But like, they're underdogs. That's why everybody's just counting them out. And yeah, it'd be pretty cool if they won it.
Yeah, but they're not. That's a pretty bad prediction. Be realistic. Come on. Stop dreaming.
Mark wants another one.
Go ahead and do a parlay. and I'll do the opposite.
But truly, I think it's going to be Bayern in the final with Man City.
Okay.
That's my prediction. That's
a good prediction. Bayern's going to beat them.
I feel like Napoli's going to lose to Bayern. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that happening.
It's just Bayern is just such a strong-ass team, dude. Man. I ain't going to lie. I hate Müller, bro. I hate his face. I hate
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, we know why.
We know why. What did he say? When we play Messi, it's, you know, easy, as always.
So whenever he plays Barcelona, he'd be like... he would make videos and be like, Barca, like bye-bye or something.
Yeah.
And then this time with PSG, he's like, are you what? Yeah.
What's that meme when something happens? It's like, oh, Barcelona's going to pay for it. Müller's going to take it out of Barcelona.
Yeah, the main one whenever I think he got pushed by, in the last game, he got pushed, I think, by Ramos. And they made a meme. The meme was like, yeah, Barca's going to pay for it next.
I think there was one where they lost a game in their league and then they were about to play Barca in the Champions. Oh, yeah, Barcelona's going to pay for this one too. And when he got eliminated from the World Cup, I was like, oh, we're playing PSG, so Messi's going to pay for this one.
I think in the next season too, Barca, they're saying that how they're standing right now, Barca is bound to play Bayern in the Champions again.
Yeah. In the group station?
Yeah.
They're going to lose again too.
God, fuck, I hope not, bro. Shit.
Just go ahead and give it up, my boy.
Give it up. I have hope, man.
I think that'd be a pretty good game, though. The Lewandowski playing against us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a pretty good game. I mean, they played already. They lost. They lost 2-0, I believe. Something like that.
I don't think Barca scored at all in both games.
They haven't played two, have they?
They played two on the group stage.
Was Leo already there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then they lost.
Oh, damn. I forgot they got kicked out.
they got kicked out, and then they lost to United, and they got kicked out again from the Europa one.
Hey, they might not even play next season, bro.
Nah, they're going to play. They're already in the Champions.
They're winning the league.
No, I'm talking about with the allegations.
Oh, you're right. They're about to get...
they might not even play.
You're right. They're probably about to get relegated.
Nah, bro.
They're about to lose points. What happened to... who was that Italian team?
Juventus.
Yeah, Juventus. Yeah, they got...
They lost.
Well, they didn't get relegated, but they lost a shit ton of points. They were like second behind Napoli, and they lost a shit ton of points.
You know what would be funny, bro? If it's like the last game of the season and they're about to win
the league.
And then out of nowhere, they get punished.
They get punished with like 15 points, 20 points, and Real Madrid wins it.
That's going to suck, bro. Because every league game against Real, they've won. So it's going to suck if they do, man.
Well, I mean, no, they won the first game on the El Clásico this season.
This past one?
No, this season. They play against
recently they played like...
Well, recently they lost, but the first game of in the league against Madrid won, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm surprised how in tune you are with sports now.
Because I've been watching a lot of it.
Just soccer?
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of it.
Like you said, like, not like sports or follow sports.
I follow the sport, not a specific team, because, you know, I like to win, so...
He goes for the winning team?
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, I like Chelsea because I like Pulisic because, you know, being the only American there, he's like the underdog. But if Chelsea loses, then I was like, oh, it's fucking Chelsea, you know. Fuck them.
Dude, did you see the ass whooping that Man United took?
Yeah.
I think it was last weekend.
See, I like Salah. That's why I was cheering for Liverpool, but I don't like Darwin Nunez, so.
Bro, I saw the highlights and, like, no matter what, like, that was their game. Like, everything was going in. Everything was going their way.
Crazy.
7-0.
Yeah, that was crazy.
How do you recover from that?
I mean, they did. It was 4-1 or
4-2. Oh, that's right. Against who
Betis,
they play?
Betis, I think, or something.
The one that Guardado plays for.
Yeah.
Real Betis.
Real Betis, yeah.
Yeah, they came up on that one.
What they say, Real Betis is going to pay for this one.
Bro, it could have been like 5-6, almost like 5 or 6 goals.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's funny.
I can't talk too much right now, man.
You're so mad about Messi. Hey, are you disappointed or are you mad at him? How do you feel?
Well, it's not at him. It's just that team,
he's
bro.
He's heartbroken, bro.
You're heartbroken?
I'm mad that he's out. It sucks that he's out, but you know.
It's because their league doesn't have much competition, so they never really have to try hard.
It's a team thing though, man. You can't put the whole load on just one player.
But I don't know, ain't he the best of the world right now? Did he win his trophy?
That's the price you gotta pay for being the best, man. You get blamed for everything.
Did you see that?
Did he even get blamed for the food?
No, because I saw this meme on Twitter where before the game started, it was Messi's PSG, will they advance, from like ESPN. And once they lost, it was Mbappe's PSG, you know, get eliminated. So if he wins, it's because of Messi. If they lose, it's because of Mbappe. Nice. So he doesn't even get blamed.
Yeah.
No. Fuck that shit. fuck the Champions League right now.
Champions League.
When is it in?
Hey, if it's anybody's fault, it's Marathi's fault.
Hey, for real. I swear, bro.
Bro, I watched the two goals. I'm like, damn, they bodies.
It was a good game, regardless.
Oh, are we gonna? Never mind. I was gonna say we're gonna watch an XFL game, but that's like an off the mic thing.
What I actually looked them up, but yeah, I didn't say shit. So.
I did. I say I'm down.
We're all down for like the late April thing.
Because you say two games, and I say I'm down for whichever one, because they were playing at home.
I think we just said it in person last time we hung out.
But yeah, but I gave like seats and everything, and I gave you options.
No, well, through text you only told me if I was down. I said, yeah, I'm down, but that was the end of it.
I gave you options. That's on screenshots.
Oh, we need a plan
who?
Then.
You didn't send screenshots? To the group. Not to me.
To the group, man.
Not I don't know if Marco was there, but
I think I saw some seat things, and I did comment to George that, cause I think it was gonna be like around April.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, he's shit about the seats.
I think it was on April 20 something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I told you I was gonna.
No, you only sent the dates. Oh shit! Never mind. There are more pictures.
Oh yeah, I didn't say shit.
I thought you only meant the dates.
I think I'm going on that concert like 20 something.
Which concert?
For Rauw Alejandro. It's reggaeton, bro. It's pretty good. He's pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, the new Bad Bunny. Because everyone's mad at Bad Bunny right now.
What are they mad about?
For fucking a bad bitch, bro, I guess.
Dating a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Who?
Kendall Jenner.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
So everyone's mad at him right now. It's like, how dare you?
How dare you be with a bad girl, bro?
after he eats, he uses her as a toothpick.
I mean,
dang. It took me a minute.
Damn.
Dang.
I mean, but it comes with a check, though, bro. I'm sure.
Bro, he already got money, bro.
Yeah, he already got money.
He doesn't need that.
I guess I'm thinking about it from the poor perspective, bro.
From your own perspective?
The poor perspective.
I think his ex was better, no?
I don't even know what she looked like.
Yeah, same.
She was a little more.
better,
good or better.
what would a rating be on the construction site?
12,
I think
11.
I think they're all 10 plus. They're all S tier.
Above my pay grade.
Gosh.
Mark, yeah. Have you been to a Bad Bunny concert?
No. I was gonna go, but I ended up going with you guys to Topgolf. It was that day.
That sure was.
But no, I don't care much for Bad Bunny to go to that concert for him. So I like his music, but that's about it.
I don't think I would go to a stadium concert.
Why? I've never been to one.
But I mean, if you're not on the floor, you're in the seat.
I went to the Metallica concert.
Was it in a stadium?
Yeah, God, and the seats were good. I mean, so I just get to. I mean, everyone's standing the whole time, so
it was really, there a mosh pit?
I wasn't in the floor, so I couldn't tell.
If there was one, would you be there?
Yeah, Marco loves mosh pits.
I do love mosh pits, dude. Yeah.
Like what type? The ones that are just like hype, or the ones that are pushing?
Just jump in there, Danny, and then get hype with the people, you know.
But you know the ones I'm talking about, where they like push each other and stuff.
Yeah, that's a mosh pit.
That's a mosh pit.
Oh.
And then, you know, the, what do they call it? The Wall of Death, you know, when they like open them up and then they run into each other.
No, I've never,
you never seen that?
Yeah, I've done that.
No, I've never done that, but I've seen videos of that.
Hmm. I always just imagine you like that thing opens up and you go right to the middle. So you get
no,
I mean, for both sides.
No, that rules on mosh pits. Like, you see someone fall down, you're supposed to pick them up.
For real?
Yeah.
So you beat them up, and then if they fall, you can pick them back up.
You're not supposed to beat up people, Danny.
You're not supposed to kill someone.
It's like, where are you getting this from?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, my imagination of mosh pits, I guess, off.
You just get in there and like run around and, you know, bump into people. But if someone falls, you pick them up because you don't want to get trampled.
Have you been dropped before?
Yeah, I think so. And then people will just pick you up.
And you just get up and just start hopping in. Kick,
yeah.
I would pay to see Danny in the mosh pit.
Same.
I don't know about that.
One of these days, Daniel.
There's too many people.
Hey, man, chill. That's not safe.
That's not safe. Safety first.
Hey, watch out.
It's my shoe. Don't step on my shoes.
Watch my back. Too old for that.
Not the yellow lights, are you? At a concert.
At a concert.
Have y'all been in a mosh pit before?
I feel like I have.
But at least you've been to a concert with a lot of people like around you, jumping around, and you're like, you know, bumping elbows.
Yeah.
I think one concert I went to, it was for a reggae concert. That shit was wild, dude. But it was chill as shit because everybody there was smoking, bro. I was,
Yeah, I bet it was chill.
It was chill as fuck, bro. And I was just...
You got a secondhand smoke? Right.
Yeah, basically I was underage. I was drinking in there, and yeah, there was like this guy that pulled out a fat ass blunt, bro, and
he How just fat? Started hitting it really fat.
Oh, shit, I'm talking about fat, bro. It was big, and that lady.
What was the girth?
Yo,
what hand to hand?
Never mind, I ain't gonna tell my story no more, bro. I ain't telling that story no fucking more. God damn it.
Oh, man, it sounded juicy.
Yo! Alright, bro.
Did you get a hit?
Good, no. Hell no.
Then it pass it around.
They didn't need to, bro.
All right, go on. Tell your story.
All right, well, there was a security at the entrance, police or whatever. I don't know what it was, but he was high as shit, too. He was, like, hitting one of the guys' blunts, too, bro. Everybody was high in that bitch. But that was one of the craziest things I've been through, like, going to a concert and coming out high as shit, drunk. It was crazy.
You said you were underage?
Yeah, dude, I was like 19 or 18, something like that.
In Dallas or what?
Yeah, somewhere in Dallas. It was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I think the closest I've gotten to a mosh pit would be, I went to a Kid Cudi concert. It's been a long time, too. And really, it's just the whole crowd. You feel the surge and people pushing forward because everyone wanted to get as close as they could. And there was almost a fight, too, because this dude was claiming that his sister was up in the front for whatever reason. So he was just crossing through, trying to get past everybody. I think he was just lying. And, yeah, there was some people there like, hey, don't touch my girl. Because he came in with the girl. He's like, don't touch my girl. And nobody was touching her, of course, but he was just, like, just causing a ruckus there.
Mm.
But, yeah, that surge, you get squished. We were kind of close to the front, and you just feel that push and get almost to the rail. With that push,
it gets crazy hot.
It does, yeah.
I think the littest one I've been to. I think I went to the House and Blues to see Steve Aoki. I think.
Oh, you went to
that? That was pretty lit.
Hmm?
I've never seen like a techno DJ type. No artist.
I think those are the littest.
I've seen videos. Did it have like some crazy lights too?
Yeah. There was a group behind me, and one of them had like a freaking tiger head or something.
A tiger head?
Yeah, it was like a, not a hat, but like a...
It's kind of like that DJ Marshmello, like where they wear
It wasn't like it didn't cover like your face.
But so it was a hat.
It was like a hat.
But a bunny's head, like, so a hat, right?
But it was a tiger head, like a yeah. With the mane and todo.
Is it like a beanie type shit?
Nah, bro.
He's talking about like a big yeah. ass. Could have been a real tiger, you know?
It could have been. But I was like, hey, that shit looks cool. Let me borrow it. So they're like, fuck yeah. So I put it on. I have videos, so I'll find it later. But yeah, that shit was lit.
Who was the rapper that was going to have a concert in Dallas and he was going to do it in DPLM? And people are like, bro, don't do it there. Because he wasn't. And he was like, why am I not selling tickets? Like, yo, you're in DPLM. You're about to get shot over there.
Oh, God.
Who was? I saw it on Twitter. But I cannot remember who it was. It was someone famous, too.
Like, recently?
Not long ago.
I don't know. But speaking of concerts, you know who's coming to Tyler?
Who?
A little Boosie. Oh,
to Tyler?
Yeah. To La Femme.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
You're gonna go?
Hell no.
No.
Hey,
Jordan's going.
I never been to La Fe. The close I ever made it was at the parking lot.
Yeah, I was on Facebook and he had this video talking about he gonna be in Tyler. I already got paid.
Fuck. I swear, bro. I feel like all the hoodlums in Tyler are gonna be there, bro. So there's gonna definitely be some shootouts there. For sure.
Take your piece with you. Just in case.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. You gonna go, George?
Nah, I doubt it. I'm too old for that.
No boosting.
You're gonna be the first one there. Watch.
Gonna be a whole bunch of 40 and 30 year olds.
Thank y'all for listening. Make sure to like, rate, and review, and share this podcast. And let us know any suggestions, and thank you all for listening.